This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com, and by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
As the banking world turns,
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. The world's biggest bank takeover has so much drama, it might get its own reality show. Barclays has agreed to buy the Dutch bank, ABN AMRO. The Royal Bank of Scotland is swooping in with a better deal, but only if it can get ABN's U.S. asset, LaSalle Bank. Bank of America has agreed to buy LaSalle. Well, today, the Times of London says Bank of America has filed a $220 billion lawsuit to make sure it gets LaSalle. Stephen Beer joins us from London. $220 billion, Stephen?
The biggest bank takeover bid seems to have triggered the biggest lawsuit ever. And a little difficult to get our minds around this, since the value of this purchase of LaSalle by Bank of America is about $21 billion. So the value of the lawsuit apparently 10 times. But indeed, Bank of America is warning that if anything happens to disturb their contract with ABN AMRO, they will launch the mother and father of all lawsuits.
So what's riding on this massive lawsuit?
ABN AMRO's Chicago-based bank, LaSalle, this is the asset which the Royal Bank of Scotland, which heads the rival consortium bidding for ABN, wants to get hold of. In order to repel the Royal Bank of Scotland, ABN agreed to sell LaSalle to Bank of America for $21 billion. And indeed, ABN shareholders and a majority of ABN shareholders are upset about it too. So they've actually taken their case to a court in the Netherlands, arguing that the sale of LaSalle to Bank of America is illegal because it was done without shareholder approval.
So how is this all going to get sorted out?
At long last, perhaps by the end of this week, this long-running saga will reach some sort of conclusion. We'll get a clearer idea of who's going to wind up with ABN AMRO and who isn't.
All right, Stephen, very well explained. I'm glad this isn't confusing for you.
The only thing we can be certain about, Scott, is that the lawyers are going to make a mint.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Wall Street's coming off a fourth straight week of gains. The Dow's at 13,120. Japan's market was closed for the holiday today. The other Asian shares fell about 0.5%. European markets opened flat. Delta finally gets out of bankruptcy today. The airline has been hacking away at $19 billion in debt. Now it's focused on trying to make money. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
One really good way to make money in the airline business? Stretch your wings on lucrative international flights. Airline analyst Richard Abelofia says Delta won't worry about competing with low-cost carriers on short flights. It's fighting for long-haul passengers who will pay for comfort.
You and I would think nothing of paying peanuts fares to fly Southwest for an hour or two, but if it's an 8-hour flight, we might rethink that.
Delta's chief operating officer, Jim Whitehurst, says the airline learned from its mistakes and knows how to attract the high flyers.
Our interiors got old and shabby. We've upgraded all of our interiors. We've created a new cleaning program where we deep clean our planes more often than any other airline.
Delta started flying those squeaky clean planes on more than 60 new international routes in the past year. It's racing to add more new flights as competition heats up on routes across the Atlantic and to China. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Last week, the Tribune Company took the first step in going private, a buyback of $4 billion in shares. Real estate tycoon Sam Zell is buying the Tribune. Newsweek's Alan Sloan has been looking into the deal and found that Zell is doing one heck of a tax dodge.
He's combining something called an employee stock ownership plan and something called an S corporation, which is usually for small businesses. And he's turning Tribune into an S corporation that will be owned by this employee stock ownership plan. And at the end of the day, what this means is that the Tribune Company, after the deal, will pay no income taxes.
No income taxes whatsoever?
Right, and that's because it will be owned, at least on paper, entirely by this employee stock ownership plan. And an employee stock ownership plan, you know, like a pension fund, doesn't pay taxes on its income. And it's breaking new ground in tax avoidance.
What makes this possible that he can do this?
Oh, man. Well, to give you the very short radio version, 11 years ago, there was a minimum wage increase bill passed in Congress. Okay. One of the 10 billion provisions of this bill, employee stock ownership plans were allowed to be involved with S corporations. And somebody in Zell's camp figured out how to take advantage of this thing involving an S corporation and an ESOP. And because the after buyout company won't pay any income tax, it would, you know, have more money than it would if it did pay income tax. So because its finances would be stronger, it could borrow more money, and it could borrow enough money to do a $34 a share deal as opposed to, say, a $30 or $31 or $32 a share deal, which the Tribune board wouldn't have taken.
Is there anybody shouting about this?
Well, right now the only person shouting about it is me. But I've talked to a batch of people in Washington, and I found all sorts of people who are annoyed at this. And I actually talked to the sponsor of the original legislation, and he said, this isn't what I had in mind when I sponsored this. So I think sooner or later there will be some sort of action, because doing Tribune in a $12 or $13 billion transaction is not what this provision in the law was designed for. Trust me.
All right, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, Scott.
Alan Sloan, the Wall Street editor at Newsweek. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.